This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local here in Green Bay. Lean Local, we're the show that does what we say. We lean local into the local community. How are things affecting Green Bay? We talk about economic development, obviously some political leaders we've had on here. We've had the Chamber of Commerce and just things that affect Green Bay and make it the city that not only it is, but the city that it can be. You know, today, I've been excited about this interview today. We have a very special guest with us today. It's the holidays, right? And of course, the Packers might be in the playoffs. They might not. And we've got family coming home and just, there's just a lot of, there's economic maybe issues people have. Maybe there's some relationships. Do I really want to see them for a couple days? Anyway, we're going to talk about all that today with Kimberly Johnson. Kimberly Johnson is a, what's your title? You're a counselor or a?
Yes, I'm a licensed professional counselor.
Okay, that sounds better than what I was going to say. You are a licensed professional counselor in the Green Bay area. You have your own company, Johnson Consulting.
Johnson Counseling, yes.
Johnson Counseling. Johnson Consulting, that sounds more like a tech company. So you're right. Johnson Counseling. And that is so important. We were talking before we came on the air here how, some people might think, they don't want to talk about it. And there's other people, and I am one of them, as is, I think, Kyle and definitely my kids. We're okay talking about seeing a counselor. You know, I talk about my trainer. I talk about my doctor. A few other people in my world that helped me become who I am. And a counselor can and should be, I think, part of that equation.
Absolutely. I think counseling is for everyone at any time.
So I want to talk about the holidays because it is the holidays, right? Christmas is coming up. It's what, today's Sunday. It's here in what, 3-4 days. I'm not stressed out about it because I don't even know what day it is. But I love the holidays. My kids are in town and, you know, we're pretty chill about it. We don't put that stress on that maybe I did when I was a kid. And we've just really talked about what should Christmas be. And we kind of agree. My wife and I really agree on that. But what are some of the common sources? You know, you look at the stress and anxiety during the holiday season. You know, what are people feeling right now? Or what are you hearing?
I think the biggest thing is managing expectations because everyone in your family probably has different expectations. And so if there's not a lot of communication about what the expectations are, like you said, your family's all on the same page of how you're going to manage it, how you're going to be together, what you're going to do, how you're going to have fun. But the reality is sometimes you can't control your uncle or your grandmother.
And I want to be clear on what I said too. My family, my wife, my dog, my kids, we have our expectations. We know what we want to do. We're not stressed about it. We're not big on gifts, big on experiences. We've done some fun things as a family. We're, you know, I know what they like to eat and we'll put puzzles together, play games, that kind of stuff. I do want to talk about family dynamics, though, a step up. Brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles.
Absolutely, yes.
I think there's some stress there.
There definitely is. And Green Bay and Wisconsin in general is known for a lot of drinking around the holidays. And so if you have families that drink and you are not a drinker, that can be a problem. If you have families that have different political opinions, that can be a problem. And if you have families that have just different ideas about the recent election, that could be a problem. So there's lots of things that can come up in the holidays.
All right. Remember I told you that I have brothers and sisters and we check all those boxes.
Okay.
This political thing has gone too far in not my immediate family. We'll talk about politics. My kids and I don't well, that we vote for the same people. I'm okay with that. They don't argue for the sake of arguing. They really have their reasons. And I like that. I mean, I like debating
people. And it's good to know what other people believe.
I can't say that's the same for when you throw alcohol into the mix. I think it's just complaints and things that are unfounded, and then I lose my patience, and then the whole day goes to hell. What do you have some advice for the politics? Politics is still a hot issue. I mean, president's not going to be sworn in until the 20th, and he's kind of running the country right now, and some people like that, some people don't, and what he's going to do and what he says he's going to do day one. And like, I don't want that to be my Christmas, but there are some people who that's all they know. That's all they're going to talk about. Do you put up a stop, or do you call them ahead of time and say, hey, look, love you like a brother, but...
I think it depends. So if you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, I would then be, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Blah, blah, blah. You know, you ask questions, and rather than getting angry and frustrated and trying to convert them, because honestly, no one is going to be converted at this point. The other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it. You know, if you have a boundary where you're like, we're not talking about this at Christmas, then I think that you set it and you maintain it. And I just recently saw someone who says that her entire family gets drunk and says mean things. And so I was like, well, go early before they're all wasted and then leave.
We're talking with Kimberly Johnson, who's with Johnson Counseling here in Green Bay, talking about the stress of the holidays. And there's stress of the holidays, period. It's not like, oh, it doesn't happen to me. It happens to everybody, but at different degrees of stress. And some of it's financial, some of it's family dynamics. I don't want to get off the family dynamics just yet, because I do like the setting the boundaries. Like, look, I'm not here to talk about that. I also want to talk about alcohol. I'm not a big drinker. Don't like it. I've seen some bad things happen with that. I remember when I used to be mayor here a long time ago, and we had a very stressful summer that year, 2003. Mm. And I said to the cops, man, I bet you guys just can't wait for Christmas to come around where everything settles down. And they're all looking at each other, kind of snickering. You know, these are, they're like the, and I'm like, what? They're like, look, mayor, families hate each other, and they get together at Christmas and they drink and they remember why they hate each other. And I think they're trying to be funny and lighten me up a little bit. But just because it's Christmas doesn't mean everything's at peace.
Absolutely. I think Christmas is one of the most stressful times of the year for families, because you have relatives coming in. You have travel plans. You have packing it in as much as we can get done in this 4 days or whatever time frame that they're there. And so it's super stressful, and people need like a break. Like even during the day, sometimes they might need to say, okay, well, let's have dinner and then I'm going to go for a walk. I'm not going to just stand around here and drink and talk about something that I don't want to talk about.
And there's nothing wrong with alone time.
Absolutely not. No. You need it to regulate and regroup yourself.
Right. And be it maybe just with you and your partner or you alone. I agree. Being with the same people, except for the family, immediate family for me, but same people all the time for 4 days. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Tensions can get high. People can get on each other's nerves. They're not used to living together. They're not used to spending all this time together. Sometimes even spouses are not used to spending all this time together. So it is good to take a break.
Yeah. You know, the family dynamics though, you would advise putting up a saying, look, I'm not here to talk about that. But nicely. I mean, you don't want...
Absolutely. And learn how to talk about what you want to say and what you don't want to say in a kind way. You don't have to be a jerk about it. You can just kindly say, yeah, I don't really want to talk about that right now.
No. Although I'd really like to talk about it.
Sometimes, yeah.
No, you're right. I guess stay away from that. Tell me how people can deal... I feel sorry for people. I work at a community shelter, a homeless shelter, and I feel sorry for people who don't have the resources to do what they want to do. And I tell them that's not what's important.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think there is so much to be said. You had mentioned experiences. There's so much to be said for experiences, whether that is actually going to a homeless shelter and, you know, serving food or passing out napkins or serving hot chocolate. It doesn't have to be a financial drain on you. I remember one time my husband and I, when we were first married, had very little money, very little funds. And he went to an antique store and bought me a heart, a little antique heart that I think was $5, and found a key and put the key in the heart. It's my favorite gift.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a big deal.
I agree. And I want to talk, I don't know what kind of time we got, but the commercialism has just taken this to a new degree. Like, what's that commercial? Certain diamonds and things, and tell her you really love her. It's like, really?
Go to Jared's.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then go home and drink and yell about it. So how are we going to get people to get Christmases where it's either, do you set a policy out? If you're going to come, if I'm going to get a gift this year, I want it to be a homemade gift, or I want it to be not more than $5, or I want it to be a service. Like if somebody would go and serve at a community shelter, that would mean more to me than giving me whatever, a shirt or a tie or whatever.
Yes. My favorite gift from my kids actually was one year I asked them each for a letter, and they each wrote me a letter. My best Christmas gift from my kids. So it doesn't have to be something that you buy. And if you have the conversations in advance of, hey, we're going to do a white elephant, you know, let's do something funny. Let's exchange socks or something like that, or an experience like, I'm going to serve you by doing this, you know, and right, I'm going to do it in your name. And so there are so many things that you can do to make the season more about what it is meant to be about loving people, providing peace, serving one another, giving, being generous with your time and your words and not just your money.
Yeah. And talking about that, we had a gift exchange one time where under $10 and it had to be yellow, which
I love it.
There's some weird stuff. Yeah, a lot of lemons. Anyway, I want to talk about when we come back, there's a mental health impact, that can happen during the holidays that can actually be.
Yes.
And I know you study that and you counsel that. I want to talk a little bit more about that. But I want to end with that. This is a great time of year if you set the expectations right.
And you're thoughtful about it, that you think about what you want.
All right. We're going to be right back. All right. We're here with Kimberly Johnson. Johnson
Counseling.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Very special guest in-house, Kimberly Johnson, Johnson Counseling. And it's you and your husband that have this practice, or is it just you?
Yes, I am the primary person that started the business, but yes, he is a part of it. He works full-time at NWTC as a licensed professional counselor, so he does work with us one night a week.
Awesome. And we're talking about really understanding the holiday stress and anxiety, and it's with us all year, but for some reason it's elevated at this time of year for some people. But I want to drill down a little bit more on mental health and like the holiday season. people who are already dealing with anxiety or depression, is this the same? Is it elevated?
It is elevated because there's more expectations on those people. So, for example, if you are typically somebody that has anxiety, but then all of a sudden you have a family gathering that you have to go to, and what is that going to be like? Is there stress of competition? What if somebody says something that you don't know what to say? So there is a heightened level for people that are depressed if they don't have maybe family in the area, if they don't have much family, if they don't have many resources. They're thinking, oh, this is not what Christmas is supposed to be, kind of like Thanksgiving. You know, if I don't have a turkey for Thanksgiving, it's not really Thanksgiving. But there's so much that can be done to help people that struggle during life, but also during the holidays, as long as they're willing to take a step in that direction.
You know, we've only been talking for a few minutes here, but I don't know, two or three times the family gathering has come up.
Yeah.
What is your advice as a professional counselor, licensed, to not go?
That's hard. Some people might choose not to go, but I think it's braver if you can go with boundaries. Like, that would be my recommendation. Rather than not enjoying your family or not enjoying time with someone, do it, but do it your way. For example, if you have a huge family, but you feel lost when they're all gathered together, okay, you don't have to go to the huge family gathering, but meet up with everybody individually or people that you do enjoy for coffee before or after. Don't just give up the whole thing.
You know, that's really good advice, because individually, I like them better than collectively.
Well, collectively, people can get on a bandwagon, right? And so then it's not very fun sometimes.
And nothing unites people more than a common enemy. No, not that I'm that, but I just sometimes you're in there. It's like, okay, this is weird. I don't like it. I feel more alone here. And there's 50 people in this room. So, and again, I'm talking about my extended family, not my immediate family. We've talked about all this around the dinner table for years. I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. Well, the way it's not going to happen is if we deal with it right now. You know what I mean? And I don't think alcohol is a great thing. I've not had great experiences with it. I have some brothers who are in rehab. And so I don't like to see that either. And that causes me stress just watching it, even though I have nothing to say about it.
So true. You can't control what somebody else is going to choose to
do. But your advice is don't lose contact with the family. Just maybe break it up or see them before the event or after the event.
I think family is so important, and even though we may not like everyone in our family, there is a connection there that will be there forever. And there are reasons to cut ties with your family. I completely understand those reasons, but I also think that that if it's not about the gathering, if it's more personal, okay, cut the tie. But if it's about the gathering and who they are at the gathering, meet up with them in a different way.
Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. I don't know that in your counseling you talk about Christmas cards, but do you suggest people do that as an icebreaker, or do you agree with people sending out cards with letters, or do you have any opinion on that? And people are like, hey, look, because that's stressful in itself, Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't do it. I have never done it because I can't say I've never done it. I have done it a couple of times. But since Facebook came out, I'm like, you see pictures of me. You know what's going on with my family if you're friends with me. So I'm not going to send out a Christmas card. That would stress me out big time.
But for those of us who aren't on Facebook.
Yeah.
I like Christmas cards. I like to get them out early. And I don't, far be it for me to bring up my sister, writes a very long letter. That's not my thing. I think two sentences, who's living where and how are they doing? And that's all people want to know. If they want to know more, they can call.
Absolutely. And I think it's a personal preference. Like, I got a card from my aunt and I was so excited to get it. It was very thoughtful. I have a little basket where I put my cards. And so if somebody wants to send a card, I think it's sweet.
We're with the basket too. And we just grab a handful and read them. And it's fun to do. And there's some people that, I'm not kidding you, they used to work for me. The only time I hear from them is at Christmas. And I like that. If it wasn't for Christmas, I don't know that I would hear from them, quite honestly. They're distant, right? They worked for me. It wasn't a great close relationship. But still, I'm interested in their kids and how they're doing. And
yeah, it's a nice little memory or, right, you know, reflection time when you get something from a friend that you haven't talked to regularly.
So with the holidays that are right around the corner, a couple days away, and it's a period of time, right? I mean, it's kind of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. The whole thing can be stressful or not. Are there people that maybe if we feel like we're on pretty solid ground that we should be looking out for? I mean, are there groups of people that are more vulnerable to stress and anxiety during the holidays? Like, I got to think people living alone, that would be stressful, or maybe it's not. I don't know.
I do think that people that are alone who are maybe divorced or children are away, I think that it's important to make sure that if you know someone like that, you include them, you invite them in. Also, I think for people that have struggle with poverty, if they have children, this is a whole different topic, but like being able to give them gifts, but let them give them to the kids, you know, give them the gifts, let them wrap them, give them the wrapping paper, let them wrap them, let them give them to the kids. Don't you come in as like, oh, ho, 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 I'm Santa. I'm going to give these gifts to the kids. Allow the parent to give them to the kids.
I like that. That makes sense. I think parents that maybe are struggling financially need to look for some resources in the community because it's there. I mean,
there are many resources.
Green Bay does a pretty good job. I mean, that Toys for Tots is just one, but there's so many of them and you got to look for that. Now that clock is kind of past right now, but that's really good advice. If you're going to come over, don't be the savior.
Yes.
Be the partner to the parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Hey, we got a few more things I want to talk to you. There's a lot more things I want to talk to you about. Just thanks for being here. This is
welcome.
You are the guest
thanks
we wanted
me.
At this time. So Kimberly Johnson with Johnson Consulting here in Green Bay has a practice here, and she's helping us get through the stressful time of the holidays here in Greater Green Bay. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. City on rock and
roll. From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Lean Local, as Todd just said, and we talk about things that are going on locally in our community in Greater Green Bay. And we've talked about many, many things in the past few weeks, or actually the past year. Today's an interesting one. We have with us Johnson Counseling. Kimberly is here, who owns the company. They're here in Green Bay at the Urban Center.
Or where Startup Hub.
Startup Hub. Is that at TC or is that downtown?
It's on the campus of NWTC, but the Chamber, Green Bay Chamber.
Right. They were in here a couple weeks ago just talking about how important the economy is. And we talked about Small Business Saturday and all these other great things you got to do. But with you, we're talking more about the anxiety, I don't want to say the frustration, but just the stress of the holidays, mm-hmm. and kind of how to manage that. And we've talked about how your extended family can be a big part of that. And you got to deal with it. You got to set your expectations. You got to set your limits and, you know, probably steer away from the alcohol.
I would agree. Or limit it at least.
Yeah. But sit around till midnight. Nothing good's going to happen after 10. But what am I to say? But that's just my personal experience. But I want to talk about people that are struggling more than others, right? I mean, and that happens, right? Even in a family with 30 people, I think there might be 10%, which would be three, that maybe are struggling more than other people. So are there signs, symptoms that people exhibit when they're struggling? Because you'd like to kind of help them some way, somehow.
It's true, but with families especially, you don't always know. A lot of people are really good at hiding things from their family, and sometimes you don't know. If you do know, though, like if you are aware, if you see some signs, like, you know, the people that avoid or don't want connection, that are constantly nervous or don't know what to say, try really hard to make them feel comfortable. Ask them what they need. What can you provide for them while you're at this gathering? Even if it's just sitting next to them, give them ideas. Like, it's okay for you to bring a Sudoku book if you don't want to listen to the conversation, but at least you're here.
Right. And I think that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be at your best, nor I, but we're together. I
mean,
let's celebrate this, because I don't want to, next time I see it, I don't want it to be a funeral. You know what I mean? Like, this is a
yes.
special time that we have.
And I want to make some kind of connection with you, whatever that means.
Yeah, that's cool. Tell me about, I don't know, I want to be a little bit careful here, but I'll talk about the religion part of the holidays. And there are people that go to Mass as a family, and there's some people that might say, well, I don't really need to go see this imaginary friend, and then they offend people like me. And he did that. What about the religious part of the holidays? Do you, if you're not really into it, do you still participate to make mom happy or your family happy? Or do you say, look, that's, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
People build their holidays around
Yes, that's
Mass,
true.
And Mass is very stressful in itself, because you're there every Sunday and, you know, there's open seating and there's always, you know, it's half empty or half full, however you want to look at it. And you go to Christmas and you get there 50 minutes early and you're standing out in the hall.
No, I hear you. I think that it's important to honor those things in a way that honors your family. So in other words, if it is important to your mother and she's asking you to go, honor her. You don't have to necessarily agree with everything, but honor her by going. If, however, you have really strong feelings about whatever church or synagogue or wherever your family goes, then maybe you could say, okay, I have a conversation. I don't believe the same way you do. And this feels really uncomfortable for me to go and sit and participate, but I would love to come over afterwards and have eggnog.
I think that what you've been saying since we've been talking about this, you just got to be honest.
Communicate,
upfront,
yes.
Upfront, expectations.
Expectations, yes, communicate. It. And most of the problems with families is communication, is they don't communicate, or the way that they communicate is very defensive. They don't stay regulated. They are hurt about things that the other person probably is, I generally think, is not intentionally trying to do harm.
And that's really not the time to deal with it, because I think there are people, and I hope I'm not one of them, that really hang on to things. And when someone is awkward around you for years and you find out, really, it's because of 5 years ago I said this?
That would drive me nuts. I would want to know.
Right. Tell me.
Yeah.
I can deal with anything. So.
Absolutely. Through conversation, you can really address a lot of things, but you have to have the conversation.
I think that's appropriate. Maybe the family reunion isn't the time to do it, but to say, look, let's talk about this. Not now. Let's mm-hmm. enjoy each other's company while we're here. Kids are here. Let's get together.
And that goes back to why you need some time alone sometimes when you're with your family, because you do need to stay regulated. You need to be in that place where you can think about what you're going to say and say it rather than just blurting out something that you really don't mean from your heart.
So the holiday season, we're right in the midst of it right now. And again, I want to talk a little bit about the financial, that people who really want to do something that just they can't afford it, you know? Do you tell that person, look, I'd really like to get you something good, but I do not have the money. Or do you make something? What is your advice for that? Because I think some that financial stress is real.
Oh, yes.
And I said, we talked about, I just want to say, I did talk about the commercialism of the holidays. And I think it's gone way, way, way over it. That's why everybody likes Thanksgiving, right? There's just not that stress of commercialism. But there is with Christmas or with this season. Are you upfront with people? Do you advise people to say upfront and say, look, I know I got your name in the gift exchange. Or, Mom, look, things are tight with us right now. Or do you get something cheaper? Or do you... Just you tell me.
So I think, one, having a gift exchange is a great idea rather than buying for everybody, because especially if they're adults, adults don't typically need a whole lot of stuff. And so do something fun. Figure it out. Like you said, you know, get something yellow. Everybody get something yellow. It has to be yellow and under $10. I'm a huge thrifter, so I love repurposing things, and I think that homemade gifts are absolutely my favorite. It doesn't matter if it's a kid that I see that colors me a picture or makes me something. Those are absolutely my favorite gifts.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I can't play that because I'm so unhandy. I can't even change a light bulb. So if it's homemade gift, I'd have to fake that one, pay somebody to make it for me. No, I think that's cool because it takes the pressure off the commercialism. A little pressure on, okay, I got to make something, but...
And it's from the heart.
Right,
it's,
and that's what's important.
It's something that, like, my son wrote his girlfriend a song, which I thought was so beautiful. I thought, wow, that is amazing.
That is. I hope it's a number one seller.
Me too.
See, let's talk about just some coping strategies as we manage this holiday-related stress. And you talked a little bit about setting expectations, setting boundaries, some alone time. Does your counseling service get into exercise, fitness? Do you look at more than just the communication side?
Yeah, absolutely. I am very holistic in my perspective. So we are body, mind, spirit. And if we are not taking care of our bodies, again, this goes back to, we could talk about the alcohol again, but like if you're not exercising, if you haven't eaten all day and then you feast on turkey, of course you're going to fall asleep. You know, you have to regulate all of those things. And so taking a walk or getting some fresh air or having a dance party, whatever it is that you like to do, I think that movement is really important.
You talked about stress, anxiety can really affect people who are lonely. So you said reach out to them, go see them, call them up, let's go have some coffee, spend some time with someone who's anxious, maybe one-on-one. But what if someone is that person? I'm lonely, I'm anxious. Advice for them?
Yes. So there is nothing better for someone who is feeling down and feeling alone to help someone else. Helping other people brings so much joy. For somebody that's alone, don't stay in your house and feel alone. Go find someone else that feels alone and have dinner with them. I used to, when I worked in Appleton, I would eat at the homeless shelter once a week. Mm-hmm. And it was a great experience for me.
I work, as I said, at a community shelter, and we're getting a lot of calls of families that want to come and serve. And, you know, quite honestly, I wish they'd call all year.
Absolutely.
But, you know, because people are hungry all year, but it's great that they're calling right now. We are doing our best to get them, that their family, because I think if nothing else, they're going to feel, wow, I did something meaningful this holiday season. And it cost them nothing. I mean, we just appreciate them showing up and serving.
It would be nice if people did that more regularly. And it doesn't have to be a homeless shelter. It doesn't have to be organized. It could be a neighbor. I remember one year for Christmas, we didn't have blinds up in our house. And someone put blinds on our porch. And I still have no idea who it was.
That's very cool. Wasn't me. I couldn't, like I said, I'm back to the light bulb thing. So tell me some strategies for building resilience before the holidays. Because I think people, like, now's the time to say, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this. Right? Now's the time to make the decisions, not stress over it for 4 or 5 days until, you know.
Yes. So think about your body. When you feed your body certain good things, your body performs for you. The same with your mind. The same with your spirit. And so first ask yourself, what are you putting in? What are you feeding yourself with? Are you feeding yourself positive things, positive thoughts? Are you feeding yourself more like, I'm lonely, I'm never going to get a relationship, my kids are gone, they don't care about me? It's a mindset. It's what you give to your body and how you take care of your body and how you take care of your spirit.
Your approach in your counseling service in Johnson Counseling is a holistic approach.
Yes.
So talk to me briefly, only a couple of minutes. I can't believe how quickly this goes, but do you have techniques for relaxation? Are you an advisor of yoga or deep breathing, or you read about these things? And
I definitely am. But I also look at everybody as an individual, because some people just are like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm never going to go to yoga. And some people love it. Right. So that's why I am like, it's more about movement. So move your body. What do you like to do? Do you like to dance? Dance. Who cares if nobody's watching you, just put on your favorite song and dance. Would you rather go to the gym and, you know, pump iron? Okay, great. Do that. But, yes, I think that there's lots of things to do. Specifically, I like guided meditation, because you don't have a lot of work to do with that.
Well, thanks for all this. I mean, the holidays is a time to enjoy it. And like you said, go for a walk, look at the lights, you know, and there's a magic and spirit of Christmas.
There is, and it's wonderful.
It is. And I just think if you can manage the expectations, stay away from alcohol, and if it's too much stress, break it up and do them individually. But yeah, this is great. Well, hey, look, Kimberly Johnson, Johnson Consulting, right here in Green Bay. We'll give you a call. You got a website or a phone number?
Yeah, johnsoncounseling.net is our website, and you'll see all our providers, and you can schedule an appointment from there.
All right, cool. All right, well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Don't be too stressed out.
All right, you either.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
With Jim Schmidt. I sure want to thank Kimberly Johnson from Johnson Counseling, who we just talked a lot about the stress of the holidays, different things you can do, different coping mechanisms you can use. Get that alone time, set your expectations with the family, stay away from politics. If someone comes up, like I might do, and want to talk about it, say, look, I don't think that's why we're here. We're here to get together and talk about each other. And then when it comes to, you know, if your parents, you know, if you've got parents, lucky enough to have parents, if they want to go to Mass, just do it. I mean, don't make a big scene about it. It's 1 hour. And if you really don't want to go, then just explain to them why. But, you know, participate. You know, don't because if you don't participate in anything, it's even harder next year and more difficult the third year. So participate, set your expectations. You don't have to stay forever, but a couple hours. And I just thought that was great, some of the advice that Kimberly gave us from Johnson Counseling. And she's right here in Green Bay. I'm going to give her a call. Just look it up. It's Johnson Counseling in there. In the urban center here at the incubator. So Lean Local, this show that talks about what's going on locally here, right? We talk about local politics, schools, economic development, and we're sponsored by Nicolet Bank. And Nicolet Bank is a great company. They've been around since 2002 and just a fast-growing bank. But the reason they've grown as fast as they can is because they take very good care of their customers. They have a great mission statement. They got great values where it's important to them that they're connected with the community. And I was going to have Nicolet come on and talk about how great they are. And they're like, well, why don't you talk to some of our customers, which is pretty easy to do here in Green Bay because they financed a lot of people. One of the companies that they worked with is Copper State Brewing. And I think we all know them on Dulceman and Walnut Street. Great place. Can I say it used to be Hinterland? Does that bug you when people say that?
No, that's okay. Fine. That's a that's a placeholder for sure.
But and when did you buy it?
We bought the building from them in 2017. All Actually, right, so, we bought it earlier than that. They were renting it back as they were building out their new space out by Lambeau. So right. We took over in April of 2017.
So Missy Martins is one of the owners, her and her husband. I was there for the ribbon cutting and well, there's a lot of things I like about your business. One is it's downtown. Great quality. You had a lot of experience. And it was really a family business. And I think those sometimes work the best. I mean, across the street, looking out the window, that's, you know, Schreiber, which is $6 billion. And again, that was a family business, too, that started. And Schneider and some of the best businesses in Green Bay are family-run businesses. They're not, I mean, we'll take the corporate. We love Target and everybody else. But family-owned businesses. And tell me about your relationship with Nicolet.
Nicolet's been awesome to work with. We didn't originally start with them. Investors Bank was the first bank that took our loan. And then Nicolet bought them out. And we were a little nervous at first because we loved working with investors. But the relationship with Nicolet has been amazing. So, yeah, we've had no regrets of them taking over that loan. They've been awesome to work with.
And they really do understand their customers. You know, they're local. They're not a bank. Look, I have nothing against banks from outside the state, but yeah, I just like to see somebody at church or in the mall that is my banker.
Indeed. Yeah, they have really great customer service. Every time we've had to go in and deal with things, it's been super easy to work with. They've been extremely helpful. A lot of them come into our place a lot, and there's good relationships on all front.
Right.
I have a fun blanket story if you want about Nicolet Bank.
Go ahead.
So I was sitting in our little coffee roaster area on the couches and chairs in there, and I was getting some work done. And Jeff from Nicolet Bank was in, and he came over, and he was like, what a nice little cozy spot you got here. And then somehow we got to talking. I said, yep, all I need is a blanket. That's really all I could use right now because it was a little chilly that day, and I was getting some stuff done. He goes, hang on. And he goes and takes a phone call. I thought he was just taking a phone call. Someone from his office showed up about 10 minutes later with a Nicolet Bank blanket for me to
awesome. Right.
Put over my legs in the little roaster room and get
Isn't,
the stuff done.
Right. So. Now that doesn't surprise me. Right. You know, Nicolet Bank does those kind of things. And the other reason I'm so high on those guys and so wanted them to be a sponsor is, you know, I worked with them for years and I was in office, but they're good people to the community, right? I mean,
yes.
You look at the city deck and Zip and Pippin and many, many other things, the community shelter, they're just always there to kind of donate and help out. So that's great. Look, you're an entrepreneur. You've got a successful business. I love your, well, there's a lot of stuff. Of course, I love your coffee, but your pizza's awesome. And I like the bluegrass.
Yeah.
I like listening to that.
Yep. We have live music. Well, every Tuesday night we have the live jazz up mm-hmm. in the lounge space. Mm-hmm. And those guys are awesome. And then the second Monday of every month we've got Nick and
right.
their group doing the bluegrass up in the lounge. It's a cool little space.
Your business has been successful, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
God is good.
Really, it's been good. And tell me a little bit about the bank isn't just to get your initial loan, right? Isn't that more of a relationship that goes on for month after month, year after year?
For sure. I mean, it's you're definitely part of
tenants of the community as well. And they do a lot of good for the community and for the city. But we definitely have an ongoing relationship with them. We're obviously, since we're a brewery, restaurant, coffee shop, we're in the bank on a weekly basis to do change orders and to, you know, exchange things. And that's always been it's been neat to get to know a ton of them over there. Yeah. And
make deposits.
Correct.
that's key.
Money coming in is always a good thing.
You reach out to everyone. I mean, I'm a little bit older. We have obviously a couple people in the studio here that work here that are much younger. And you guys getting questions? This is an entrepreneur right here.
Yeah, I was actually just going to ask about, like, I've never been to Copper State, but I work at the Chamber. It's pretty much like across the street, right?
You can zip line into our space.
Right, yeah, exactly. So we've got about a minute left, and I was just wondering, like, tell us the story of Copper State. Ooh. Give us some information.
Okay, in a minute. I got it. So yeah, totally a family thing for sure. Neither of us, and a crazy adventure to take. So, and that comes down to the banking too. Bought it in 2017, but without any restaurant and brewing experience at all. So just kind of fake it till you make it. We homeschool our four kids. They all work in the brewery with us. So total family business for sure. Awesome. And we've learned
a lot.
That's
great. And that reflects in your customer service, the quality of your product. I can tell when I walk into a business, I think I can, that, wow, this is locally managed. The owner's in here somewhere.
And it's coffee, right? Not beer.
We have all of things.
Oh, no, they got great beer.
It's all the
above. You're too young.
I'm too young, yeah.
Coffee shop, brewery, and restaurant.
We're going to see Copper State. Thanks for what you're doing for the downtown, but for the community. I mean, you entertain, you have a great product, and two great companies, right? You and Nicolet Bank, and that's what makes Green Bay work.
For sure.
All right, Melissa, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right. This is Lean Local. We'll be back next week with another great episode of local things going on in the greater Green Bay community. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.